Bill's in mind, by the way.
Oh, hello, that's instant karma.
What? I didn't do anything. Ow, that hurts.
Sarah just did that thing because headphones are very, spring-loaded, you know, so that they sort of squeeze onto your head. And you have to pull the headphones apart, put them over your head, and then put them back down. Sometimes people will go to put their headphones on and they let go just a second too early, and bam, and it just snaps you on the face. In your face. Snap. All right.
Okay.
503-733.
You're just mad because something you said got misconstrued and it's really icky.
It never been
what is icky?
Icky is, it's like a thing.
Oh.
It's a thing inside of Enigma. It's not my fault. It's not my fault Aaron's got a filthy mind.
I don't
and
know.
Must misconstrue
those words came out of your
words.
Mouth.
No, I don't take it back. I apologize. I regret nothing. It's Rick at RickEverson.com. Rick at RickEverson.com. If you'd like to email us today about liquor store clothing or what have you, closings. Rick, I was just watching Channel 8. Okay, now here's the thing. Now, there's no point in turning on KGW now because this is already over. It's done. It's happened.
And we have no friends here, none of us.
No, it's pointless. Rick, I was just watching Channel 8 KGW while I was listening to the show. They flashed over to one of those cameras on top of the buildings near Pioneer Courthouse Square, only to find that someone had written F. Snow in huge letters in Portland's living room. After about 15 long seconds, someone wised up and switched shots. Thought you'd like to know.
No, that is funny.
Yeah. I'll take Aaron misconstruing my dress comment over seeing F. Snow in huge letters for 15 long seconds on KGW, apparently about 10 minutes ago, anytime. It's 503-733-2970. More of your phone calls on the way. Dennis Pitzenbarger lurking about. We got the top five. And like us at 3, Dynamike at 7. This, however, is your new God. Jim Riley.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Heaven help us. Snow or rain, sleet, freezing rain, blanket Portland unexpectedly. Leaving motorists stuck, stranded, and hopeless. Closing many schools. A fire truck stuck by a sliding car in Southwest. Jackknife semis littered highways, including some blocking traffic on major thoroughfares. That caused the orders to go out, the chains and traction tires are required for highways and freeways. Don't ask me who's enforcing this. They don't even enforce a no-smoking ban everywhere. And that happened around 10:30. Police also warned that only those who were injured in car accidents would be paid a visit by authorities. So, if you're not hurt, don't call.
Wait, so on the one hand, they're telling you got to chain up or they're going to come and ticket you. On the other hand, they're saying that unless you're bleeding internally, no cop can come visit you.
That's correct, yes.
So really what they're effectively saying what we speculated on, which is that there's no way to enforce any of these regulations.
And right
after
lunch, the mayor recommended that nobody leave their homes.
Who'd like to hear the creepiest email of the day? Anyone?
I do.
Anyone?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
All of us.
Subject line, girlfriend in shower. Rick. My girlfriend is about to get in the shower and turn you on. Please tell her that I am looking in the window. Thanks.
What's his name?
He signs it Slambo.
What's the girlfriend's name?
He doesn't really specify.
Now, do we know if this is actually his girlfriend?
I don't know. Here's Tim Ryan.
Next door neighbor. Hey, Laverne, Slambo is peeking in your window.
Okay.
By the way, you probably didn't know this, and I didn't either, but the city has 55 plows and sanders out for anti-icing trucks, service trucks, backhoe. What the heck do we need a backhoe for? And other support vehicles. The city is advising you to take home and take public transportation because it's a lot more fun. And a winter weather advisory is in effect till 4 o'clock.
Oh, damn it, it wasn't cute.
Where's
I was trying to
jingle?
Get the northwest out. Get off my back. I don't have the... Scotty, do we have the weather closed? I don't have the weather clothes here.
Oh, darn it all to heck.
Wait, hold on. Oh, I think this is... Wait, I... Okay, this is... I think I've got the weather closing sound.
No.
No, that's not it either. No, I got nothing.
I like that one.
Hey, we never heard back from Mike, the embittered TriMet driver who is stuck on the Max truck. I hope he hasn't been struck and killed.
No, I don't think so.
Well, the Max isn't working anyway, because apparently he broke the whole system. We'll get Steve in a second. Scott, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello!
Hey, Rick, what's up?
Hey, wait, hold on. I think we've got the, don't go anywhere. K-U-B-L. Well, that doesn't do me any good. It doesn't mention the weather.
Oh, that's the, for the end.
Yeah, that's the out. What do you got, sir?
Rick, I just saw a guy on interstate riding a motorcycle.
Oh, fantastic. Tell me he hit something.
No, but it was funny because he had like a bunch of Harley Davidson paraphernalia on his jacket. He's like a hardcore biker and he's riding a Honda. So.
Of course. No, this, as Henry Rollins once pointed out, it is sort of a maxim that any guy covered in Harley wear is either... First of all, guys covered in Harley clothing are always in cars. And if they're not in cars, they're on some motorcycle that is not manufactured by Harley Davidson. He's riding a motor... Tell me he was riding at a high rate of speed, caution to the wind, risking life and limb for one sweet taste of adventure.
You know, I wish I could report that to you, but we were both stopped at a light. He was right in front of me.
Yeah, that guy's dead. It doesn't matter what we tell you. It doesn't because he's dead by now. He dead a long time. All right,
yeah,
fantastic.
Yes, thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, sir. Rick, I just got home thanks to the snow. I am now opening a bottle of whiskey, with which I will cut with some Diet 7-Up. I plan on taking a drink every time you say, I will be passed out soon. In the meantime, I'll be drunkenly posting MySpace bulletins about the snow and listening to your show. Thanks for assisting me with my alcoholic lifestyle. Signed, Andy.
Andy!
P.S. Want a leg wrestle. Maybe later. Here's Tim Riley.
Well, hopefully this doesn't happen here. A Virginia man is in trouble after police say he became so enraged after his car was towed during a storm that he whipped out a machete.
I love it. I'm sorry, just... Here's how my mind works, because when you first said, let's hope it doesn't happen here, and then in my head, I heard one of those scare films from the 50s going,
they didn't think it could happen here.
Mm-hmm.
The fifth column, the red menace, fellow travelers.
And then you said, became so enraged, he whipped out. And then I was already on my way to finishing that sentence any number of ways, and then you said machete, and really that wasn't the way that I was going to end it, but it's a perfectly acceptable substitute.
26-year-old Tory Kitchen showed up at an impound lot and demanded his car without making a payment. This is number one, an A. We're back to...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Pretty soon this isn't going to happen because I'm going to be firing my own.
Yes,
he became upset, came down to the towing lot, stated he was not going to pay, and produced a machete.
I am not going to be paying this debt.
His name is Tory Kitchen, T-O-R-R-I. What were the parents thinking with that name?
Please not be seeing this 18-inch knife that I hold in my hands. I have decided this debt is null and void. This is the end of the conversation. Oh, let's see, what else do we have here? Scotty brought me a bunch of cards. We still haven't talked about Sarah's trip to Los Angeles, by the way. Nor have we talked about Scotty and his credit cards. Let's see, what is this here? One of the many cards we found in the Couple Morning Show.
This must be Wheel of Misfortune.
Yo, it's Fabio. I am not a piece of meat.
Oh, Wheel of Meat.
What did you suddenly with recognition, Tim? I know that well. It's Wheel of Meat with Fabio. Why do you know that?
I don't know.
Why would anybody create that? All right, let's cue it up. Let's see what the next cut on there is. Hold on, let me hit the fast forward. Whoever created these cuts didn't really know what they were doing because this is like 8 or 9 seconds of audio that's put in like a 2.5-minute cart. So the re-cueing time on this is really, did somebody capture that? Oh, please tell me somebody captured that KGW clip. Okay, hold on a second.
Barbecue ribs.
Sorry, I didn't mean to snort. Sometimes it's just called for, though. Don't think about it. Just move on. Here's Tim Riley.
Well, according to one Spanish newspaper, Fidel Castro is suffering from a severe case of
death.
Near death. CBS reporter Portia Segelbaum. You're making fun of one of our own.
I'm sorry.
Portia Segelbaum.
A white person? What do you mean, one of our own?
Well, she's from CBS.
Oh, I thought when you said making fun of one of our own, I thought you were all... Oh, I thought you meant one of our own.
One of our own white people? Where would we ever find one?
I don't even know what we're talking about now.
This is CBS reporter Portia Segelbaum. She says she's not surprised.
Portia Segelbaum. That's like 18 different cultures jammed into one name there. That's like all the colors of Benetton right in one person.
They're covered in HR.
You're covered in HR. Is that like being covered in hot sauce?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Let's hear what Portia Segelbaum has to say about...
Come over and see me.
Near death then.
Won't you come over and see me? I'm covered in HR. I'm waiting for you.
If you go back and look at all the official statements about his health,
particularly the messages written by Fidel Castro himself, that his illness was going to take a long time to recover from.
I love Fidel Castro. I know I'm not supposed to love him.
I thought you said you love Portia Segelbaum.
I don't. Well,
you're
I might.
Not really acquainted.
She'll love me or else. Portia Segelbaum. That's a fantastic name.
I believe it is, yes.
That's a real name, too. Or else radio names and broadcast names have just taken a leap forward. You know what I mean? Mm. They've just taken a step forward. Because there are several eras of broadcast names. There's the Bill Allen school. That's like 1950s, 1960s.
Yes.
And then in the 70s, things started to get a little crazy. There was like the, you know...
Everybody became Irish.
And right, were you Irish? Did you ever have an Irish radio name?
I did not know.
I did. I was, thank you. Well spotted, Sarah. Yes, in the late 80s, they have this for the many Irish listeners of KUPL. Was it O'Brien? Is that an Irish name?
It is.
Verily,
my microphone wasn't on.
Verily, and then so. I was Rick O'Brien at one point.
Are you Irish?
Yeah, I'm Irish. No, I'm just unimaginative. I'm just a hack. I was working
Rick
at...
Rick O'Brien.
I'm Rick O'Brien. In Kennewick, Washington. Because I was working at a radio station... I'm just going to let this play. I was working at a radio station where I was doing a night shift, and then I had to voice track two other radio stations. So I was doing three shifts at once in the same building. And I didn't want to change my name altogether because I knew that I would screw up and I would say blah, 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 Rick or whatever. So I was, you know, it was me, and then I was Rick O'Brien, and then I was... And then I was Rick Allen, which is great because that's a drummer from Def Leppard with one arm. But I would do a whole... And I was Rick O'Brien on, like, an oldie station. So if you've been driving through Kennewick in, like, 1990, you would have heard me, like, hey, it's Rick O'Brien! But in the 80s, everybody became... It was like St. John, St. James, or O'Brien. Or Davis. Rick Davis. And then there was...
Rick James?
No, I was not. Although, can I tell you this, that every time I see that Rick Steves Europe show on PBS, he's like, I'm Rick Steves, and Laura and I are all, bitch! That'd be a more highbrow. See, that's somebody on The Daily Show ought to do that. That'd be a little bit of a more highbrow parody. Somebody were to do like a Rick, I'm Rick Steves, bitch. But then there was the 90s era where there were sort of alternate names like Jed the Fish. I, for a while, considered, just to be kooky, changing my name to
Freddy
a number. Freddy Snakeskin.
He was on the same time as Jed the Fish on K-Rock.
Oh, I thought you were making that up.
No, I'm not making it up.
I thought that
Freddy Snakeskin was on K-Rock.
Really?
Yeah.
And there's that guy Oedipus, who was in Boston until recently.
Oh, he was there since I was a kid. I mean, he's going to be like 90.
Yeah, he was a legend. He's moved on.
Yes.
He's spending more time with Mrs. Oedipus now. But there's all those. I, for a while, considered changing my name to a number just to be wacky and to be sort of postmodern. I thought about
At
being
the same time as Oedipus, there was the Cosmic Muffin.
Which is sort of like, well, I mean, it's true. Well, like, there is that.
And they were on the Big Mattress Morning Show.
There.
With Charles Leguidera.
Cosmic Muffin?
This all sounds like bad.
He was on.
Doesn't Freddy Snakeskin sound like a porno name, or like a name that a male porn star would have for his member? I'd like to introduce you to Freddy Snakeskin.
I think he does a nationally syndicated show.
Become acquainted. What?
I think Freddy Snakeskin still does a nationally syndicated alternative show,
probably
somewhere.
What was I saying? Oh, but I was trying. I was going to be postmodern for a while. I was going to change my name to a number, and I was going to be like Rick Five. Because I thought that was cutting edge and exciting. And I'm so glad I didn't do that, because it would be like a bad Douglas Copeland character.
The Rick Five show.
I swear to God, I was going to be Rick Five.
Like Mickey Six? Oh, shit.
No, I hadn't
she would be your sidekick.
I hadn't really thought about that. Rick Five and Mickey Six. And then I realized I couldn't do it because of the whole short circuit, Johnny Five thing. How do we even get off into this? Because of Pierogi Greenstein or whatever her name is. What's this woman's name?
I don't know. I threw the story away like half an hour ago. This story is long gone. I've moved on here.
The best thing about this show is how there is absolutely no hesitation. You know, you're sort of the Ed Wood of newsmen. Just done, print. it, where he was like done.
Well, I don't like clutter in the small area that I work in.
Porsche Siegelbaum.
Porsche Siegelbaum. I shouldn't make fun. It's just a great name.
It really is. She's going to go places.
Porsche Siegelbaum. Porsche Siegelbaum, you are going right to the top. Just picture some guy that looks like Jack Warden chewing on the stub of a cigar in like a cluttered agent's office in New York in 1940.
She's tapping her nails on the counter chewing gum.
Porsche Siegelbaum. All right. Are we going to go to the automat? You never take me out. Oh, but Porsche, baby. All right, okay, but let me just see here. Let me open this email really quickly. I know this is gripping for the audience, but you have to wait while I look at it.
Okay,
I'm looking at this picture. You have to look hard. You have to look hard, but here's the picture from KGW where somebody has... They're showing a picture of Pioneer Quarter Square where someone has written F. Snow in huge letters.
Oh, my gosh.
Letters like 9 feet high.
That's terrific.
That's journalism at its finest right there. Good to see that those automated cameras are working out. All right, here's Tim Riley.
Well, let's talk to Sacha Baron Cohen, shall we?
Wait, but no. First, before we do that, yes. let me just play this.
Hey, you got yourself New York steak.
I don't know what these things
here's
mean.
Here's Tim Riley.
So getting back to the sound bites here, which will be number three at this point. Sacha Baron Cohen gets laughs with his R-rated comedy while accepting a Best Actor in a Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy Award at the Golden Globes last
night. That's laughs, L-A-F-F-S.
This movie was a life-changing experience. I saw some amazing, beautiful, invigorating parts of America, but I saw an ugly side of America, a side of America that rarely sees the light of day. I refer, of course, to the anus and testicles of my co-star, Kenda Vishal.
You know, the British can just get away with saying things that we can't.
Good.
That is a news clip, by the way.
Yes, it is.
Where was that provided from, Tim? Who provided us with that clip?
Metro Source.
The Metro News Source.
Part of Westwood One, which is part of 10 other companies.
Culver City, California.
This movie was a life-changing experience. I saw some amazing, beautiful, invigorating parts of America, but I saw an ugly side of America, a side of America that rarely sees the light of day. I refer, of course, to the anus and testicles of my co-star, Kenda Vishal.
It's a refined wit.
Mm-hmm. Sacha Baron Cohen.
Sacha Pierogi Griesenstein
explains why he had to win the Best Actor in a Motion Picture or a Comedy Musical.
Ken, when I was in that scene and I stared down and saw your two...
I don't think we can play that.
We just did.
No, we didn't. No, I've made it so that didn't play.
I'm Metro Source.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I'm sorry. You forgot to. It says please credit the sound bites to NBC.
They are the network that brought us the big F Snow graphic from downtown earlier today for about 15 seconds.
Please credit these sound bites to NBC.
We would like to thank NBC for the cut now referring to the testicles of his coworker and. Their placement relative to his face.
Number five.
I wonder what the next soundbite will contain, Tim. You know, this is like an advent calendar.
Oh, we won't hear any pearls of wisdom out of this one.
Pearls of wisdom.
Justin Timberlake gets laughs. Oh, okay. L-A-F-F-S. I'm pretending to be short.
Well, I guess Prince couldn't be here, so I'd like to accept this award on his behalf. And
why is
thank
that funny?
You.
He is,
I don't know.
He is standing in front of the microphone like that. See him?
I don't know. Oh, I see. Because the microphone, because he's short.
Right. And that's American humor.
I say, it's London Broil.
I don't understand what any of these are for. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Did they have a meat contest?
I honestly don't know.
Some consultant put them on the cart and said they worked elsewhere.
Yeah. Now, this is huge in Kansas City.
Who wants a piece of meat from a radio station?
Kansas City. Could I have a piece of meat that a DJ has been handling all morning?
Somebody probably licked it over the weekend.
Some part-timer just come in and gummed it for a while just to get some nutrients. A board op has just been licking the meat all weekend.
Oh, I don't even want to think about that. That is gross.
Steve, are you licking the meat again?
That's exactly right.
You were thinking of the same person, weren't you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, jeez. The people you meet in this business.
The people you meet. Yeah, you meet a lot of people in this business. Especially if you're Ryan Seacrest.
Meanwhile, women have decided they no longer need men. 51% of women are now living alone and happy, thank you. 51%, over half. Several factors are driving this shift. At one end of the age spectrum, women are marrying later or living with unmarried partners for long periods. At the other end, women are living longer as widows or after a divorce, and are more likely than men to delay remarriage, sometimes delighted in their newfound freedom.
Maybe the women are just hideous and undesirable.
For better or worse, women are less dependent on men or the institution of marriage.
I did it just for that look, by the way. Thank you.
Younger women understand this better and are prepared to live longer parts of their lives alone and like it.
Maybe they're just uppity, Tim.
What?
Are
you just trying to mess with me?
Channeling Chris Scott. The
59-year-old Alicia Terrace of Marriott, Georgia, divorced in 2005 after being married for 34 years, and says, "A gentleman asked me to marry him, and I said no. I told him, I'm just beginning to fly. I'm beginning to be me."
Sure. Don't take that away.
Yeah, sure you are.
Just beginning to blossom.
In Marriott, Georgia.
59. Okay, honey. At least have fun with that. Chad, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello, sir.
Hey, man. Dude, I told Scott I didn't want to be on the air, but I just wanted to say, F Snow with a shuttlecock.
F Matt with a shuttlecock. All right, sir.
No, F Snow, man.
Oh, F Snow with a shuttlecock. All right, thank you.
Oh, hey, so I'm still drinking whiskey. Are the whiskey drinkers winning yet in the poll?
I think for the most part, yeah.
I think so. It's been variations on whiskey, yes.
All right.
All right.
There we go.
And where did you have whiskey on hand, or did you have to buy some?
No, well, yeah, I had to walk down to the liquor store.
Which liquor store did you go to?
On Halsey in like 108th or something.
Oh, I know that liquor store, yes. All right, excellent. Thank you, sir. And be safe, stay warm, my friend.
Of course, I'm at home.
Right, excellent. Bye. There you go. Thank you. That's okay. Okay. Good God. I haven't had any coffee for like an hour. I'm starting to get a little loopy. I'm starting to get a little crazy. All right. let's see here. Rick, have you seen the Selma movie this summer where she runs on the beach nude? Also, what site had the red carpet picture of her? I need to know quick. Now. Thanks. girlfriend is at store for 5 minutes. Need to know. Sarah, where did you... Hello, who's that?
Who's who?
That's Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, you know what's hot about
that
photo?
She does have the knockers that you like.
See, why do you got to boil everything down to that? Why?
Because that's exactly what you're thinking.
Yes, it is. I was also going to...
Are you going to comment on how pretty her dress is? How gorgeous her hair looks?
No. I was going to say that I like that she's got the raccoon eye makeup on going on, though. Didn't that just... She has, like, the really dark eyeliner?
She doesn't
I think
have
she's wearing
on.
Black contacts.
Doesn't she? Or has she just been punched a few times?
I don't
her
know.
Her eyes are...
Say.
Her... Is she... No, I'm not going to say
it. I mean, really,
it.
What has she been doing?
I'm not going
to
say it.
Why is she there?
She
Why would she be going to the Oscars?
She heavily made up, or she just scratched the car again? I need some caffeine. no, she looks like she has the very, like the Winona in Beetlejuice eyeliner there.
Overcompensating.
What do you mean?
I mean, you're overly talking about her eye makeup, but in fact, you're just staring at her enormous jugs.
Well, yes, okay, fine, I am. Okay, that is true. I am not going to deny that. But here's the thing. It's like when you go out to have a steak. Yes, you're there for the steak. Does that mean, Sarah, I cannot also enjoy the potatoes au gratin? Just because I am there for the meat, does that mean I cannot...
Are you there for the meat?
I'm there for the meat. I'm... Oh, no, I think we're coming up in the Fabio one again.
Oh, ho, ho, filet mignon.
God, I hate radio.
Is that Fabio?
I don't know. I'm just saying that...
You like the meat?
I'm just looking at her enormous breasts. That's what I was saying. And also, but then later, I did notice her eyes, which did look... No!
Much later.
Alluring.
Much later. No, no, she has this photo you have of Jennifer Love Hewitt at the Golden Globes, where it looks like she has the really dark makeup. And here's why I found that attractive. Because it means that maybe she's depressed or drunk or otherwise mentally unstable and therefore more attainable.
Therefore, she will want to sleep with you.
Therefore, I could get her stuffed into a bag before anybody noticed. I would...
I didn't see that coming.
I could... Therefore, I could seal off any escape routes and get her into the trunk of my car before anybody was able to help her. I probably shouldn't say some of that stuff out loud. Let's see here. This is a great email. Wait, hold on. Let me get back to this. This is fantastic. If this email is as good as the subject line implies, let's see here.
Did you ever find the Jenny Hogan email?
No, I got to find that again. Okay, listen to the subject line. K2 tools. Rick, K2's website still has on their main page the following phrase: snow possible, but don't bet on it.
Yeah.
Thank you. And he says, don't believe me? Here's a screen capture. And that's news that's up to the minute. Yes, yes it is, sir. Let's see, what else do we have here? News about the Freddy Snakeskin. Rick, I wrote you an email several months ago detailing how my neighbors think I'm a lunatic because I laugh and shriek out loud when I mow my lawn and listen to your show. Now I'm shoveling snow off my sidewalk, and the last 20 minutes of your show have made me look crazy again because I'm shoveling with a huge grin on my face and I'm intermittently cackling out loud to myself. There are lots of people wandering the streets and casting cautious glances in my direction. Thanks for making me the scary guy in the corner in my neighborhood. Also, Sarah just said meat contest. Ha 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 ha. All right. Let's see. Let's do one more story here, and then we'll break.
Well, all right. An inmate escaped from prison when he stole a prison employee's car and drove through the fence. 29-year-old David Merrow escaped from the Shutter Creek Correctional Institution, that is a prison along the Oregon coast. The prison is currently on modified lockdown until the prison's gate is repaired. He's charged with second-degree assault. And he was supposed to get out in December of 2008, but it's not going to happen now.
I never understand those guys who are there, like, they only got a year left, and then suddenly they steal a car and ram it through a gate or something.
He may be heading to the Malala area, and he should be considered dangerous. Last seen driving a 1999 red Jeep Cherokee with an Oregon license plate that reads Gatita. He's described as a white male, 5'8", 175 pounds. He is wearing a khaki shirt, blue jeans. Both have the word inmate stenciled in orange.
It really is the upper 1%. Rick, KGW news hottie at Sylvan Hill, a Spinal Tap moment. Rick, this morning's KGW news bunny posted on Sylvan Hill brandished a ruler she had pulled from a 3-ring notebook and had the camera zoom in on a snow drift. Not the actual road, mind you, but a snowdrift up against a fence. She plunged the ruler into the snowdrift and measured a full 8 inches. 8 inches indeed, he says. 8 inches indeed. If only I had the TiVo recording of this moment. Definitely lube-worthy. I'm sorry, YouTube-worthy. That was an honest mistake. Because he capitalized the U. He capitalized the U.
We need to get you some coffee.
I swear to God. That's YouTube worthy. YouTube, by the way, is spelled Y-O-U, sir. Not just YouTube. Yeah, I should break.
And it's another snow day show.
Scotty, is it too late to add today to that composite we made for the clients of buying their annuals? Oh, God. All right. 503-733-2970. Rick, is it a doorstop? All right, thank you. Back after this.